But they soon caught on to that.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all heard the White Lightning or this illegal whiskey called by any other name around here?
Moonshine. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you're going to call it now. It's been a long time since we had any sales and operations that I know of. Course, when I first came here, it's quite frequently they get out in the woods and pick up a still. Usually the operators would be gone. They'd take it and destroy it.
Have you ever heard that stuff called slow?
Hmm. Jake Leg, well now Jake Leg, that was a disease you got from drinking extracts and things like that, I think, or maybe a mixture of moonshine. Oh, used to, you know, you'd find somebody tripping and say he had Jake Leg. That would be due to drinking some of that moonshine stuff. I don't know what it was. Of course, back in the early days, too, during Prohibition, they'd drink electric bitters, and they would drink vanilla extracts. And I've heard some of them drinking wood alcohol.
Hmm.
Some of them didn't live to tell the tale.
I can remember an old film I saw in high school. It was about the unsanitary conditions under which some of this illicit whiskey was made. They showed us things like a possum would fall in it or something like that, and you'd find remains in it and all this stuff.
Chances are that it happened.
Yeah.
Well, that's like making molasses. We had a gentleman out here some 15, 20 years ago that made molasses, and a good molasses. So I went out and did a feature story on him making molasses. They were out under a tree and had an old pan out there and cordwood stacked up, stirring the molasses, running it off. He gave me a quart of molasses. That's good. Got down the bottom of it and found a grasshopper in it.
That's right.
Maybe that's what made him so good.
Maybe a little bite, you know.
Yeah.
While you're talking about molasses, is there anything else that you might use to describe something like molasses?
Syrup?
Now, is that the same thing?
Well, it's not the same thing as molasses, but it's corn syrup. I couldn't describe something made out of sugar.
Was most of the molasses here sorghum or?
Sorghum. Mm-hmm. That was the other. I call it molasses, but the earlier people called it sorghum molasses. But then in Louisiana, they call it blackstrap, not blackstrap.
I haven't done any work in Louisiana, so I'm not sure.
You got too much French mixed up in there. unless you understand it.
What do you call this handheld musical instrument you play with your mouth?
We call it French harp, harmonica. Mm-hmm. We've got a few, our county judge is a good harmonica player.
Is that right? Well, what about this thing that you play?
Jew's harp. That's when they chewed the back and played Jew's harp and spill all over the place.
you
didn't want to stand in front of them.
It was pretty coordinated.
Yeah. Knock the teeth out.
That's right.
That used to be quite a pastime though for kids my age. We'd get a hold of one of those Jew's harp.
Uh-huh.
Cause I always played it like this when they really brought it back.
Mm.
Hit it with a hand and came back. Cause I haven't seen one of them in years. Mm.
Any idea why it's called that?
No, I don't know what it's called.
What about if you saw a farmer drive by your house with a wagon load full of wood,